Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And we are hearing for the first time from the new Pope in his native language.
And I know I can rely on each and every one of you to walk with me as we continue as a church, as a community of friends of Jesus, as believers.
Pope Leo XIV just moments ago celebrating his first Mass as pontiff at the Sistine Chapel. There he was addressing the cardinals, thanking them for believing in him as the new leader of the Roman Catholic Church and the 1.4 billion Catholics around the world, the first American pope and, as we have all now learned, a Villanova grad. Let's go live to the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, where there will be a Mass today in celebration of the new pope. KYW's Tim Jimenez is there and with us live. Tim?
Yes, Ian, and that Mass will take place at 12:05. And as you mentioned, and as you know very well, the Pope, a 1977 Villanova grad, months after getting his bachelor's in mathematics, he joined the Order of St. Augustine. And through that order is how Father Kevin DiPrinzio, Villanova's Vice President of Campus Mission and Ministry, got to know Bob Prevost. In the early 2000s, the future Pope was a leader of the order in the Midwest when DiPrinzio was getting started.
My classmates and I spent a whole month over in Italy, and we spent time with him. He was our prior general, and he took us out for pizza and beer right off of the piazza, right? So it's like, you know, okay, I had pizza and beer with the future pope.
Yeah, just absolutely wild. And DiPrinzio says he just got an email from him on Tuesday, and it was signed Fraternally Bob. Just 2 days later, he became the Holy Father to the 1.5 billion Catholics around the world. DiPrinzio believes he is up for the job, Ian, and as he said in his first address, someone who can build bridges and build a church for all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.